I'm all right now, he told her. Just a nightmare. What was it? Nothing, he said. He put his head back to her chest, nestling it between her breasts like a huge, delicate egg.
Hawser had his suit on. Wubslin was in his usual seat. Yalcin occupied the co-pilot's chair. They were all suited up. Shah's world filled the screen in front of them. The belly sensors of the cat staring straight down at the sphere of white and grey beneath and magnifying it. One more time, Hawser said. Wubslin transmitted the recorded message for the third time.
Maybe they don't use that code anymore, Yalcin said.
She watched the screen with her sharp-browed eyes. She had cropped her hair back to about a centimetre over her skull, hardly thicker than the down which covered her body. The menacing effect jarred with the smallness of her head sticking out from the large neck of the suit. It's traditional, more of a ceremonial language than a code, Hawser said. They'll know it if they hear it.
You're sure we're beaming it at the right place?
Yes, Hawser said, trying to remain calm. They had been in orbit for less than half an hour, stationary above the continent which held the buried tunnels of the command system. Almost the whole of the planet was covered in snow. Ice locked the 1,000-kilometer peninsula where the tunnel system lay fast in the sea itself. Shah's world had entered another of its periodic ice ages 7,000 years previously, and only in a relatively thin band around the equator, between the slightly wobbling planet's tropics, was there open ocean. It showed as a steely grey belt around the world, occasionally visible through walls of storm clouds. They were 25,000 kilometres out from the planet's snow-crusted surface, their communicator beaming down onto a circular area a few tens of kilometres in diameter, at a point midway between the two frozen arms of sea which gave the peninsula a slight waist. That was where the entrance to the tunnels lay. That was where the changers lived. Hawser knew he hadn't made a mistake, but there was no answer. There is death here, he kept thinking. A little of the planet's chill seemed to creep along his bones.
Nothing, Wubslin said.
Right, Hawser said, taking the manual controls into his gloved hands. We're going in. The clear air turbulence teased its warp fields out along the slight curve of the planet's gravity well, carefully edging itself down the slope. Hawser cut the motors and let them return to their emergency ready-only mode. They shouldn't need them now, and would soon be unable to use them as the gravity gradient increased. The cat fell with gradually increasing speed toward the planet, fusion motors at the ready. Hawser watched displays on the screens until he was satisfied they were on course. Then, with the planet seeming to turn a little beneath the craft, he unstrapped and went back to the mess. Avager, Nysin and Doralo sat in their suits, strapped into the messroom seats. Peristek Balveda was also strapped in. She wore a thick jacket and matching trousers. Her head was exposed above the soft ruff of a white shirt. The bulky fabric jacket was fastened up to her throat. She had warm boots on, and a pair of hide gloves lay on the table in front of her. The jacket even had a little hood, which hung down her back. Hawser wasn't sure whether Balveda had chosen this soft, useless image of a spacesuit to make a point to him, or unconsciously, out of fear and a need for security. Unahar Klosp sat in a chair, strapped against its back, pointing straight up at the ceiling. I trust, it said. We're not going to have the same sort of flying circus job we had to endure the last time you flew this heap of debris. Hawser ignored it. We haven't had any word from Mr. Adequate, so it looks like we're all going down, he said. When we get there, I'll go in by myself to check things out. When I come back, we'll decide what we're going to do.
That is, you'll decide, began the drone.
What if you don't come back? Avager said. The drone made a hissing noise but went quiet. Hawser looked at the toy-like figure of the old man in his suit. I'll come back, Avager, he said. I'm sure everybody at the base will be fine. I'll get them to heat up some food for us. He smiled, but knew it wasn't especially convincing. Anyway, he went on, in the unlikely event there is anything wrong, I'll come straight back.
Well, this ship's our only way off the planet, remember that, Hawser? Avager said.
His eyes looked frightened. Doralo touched him on the arm of his suit.
Trust in gods, Doralo said. We'll be all right.
She looked at Hawser.
Won't we, Hawser?
Hawser nodded. Yes, we'll be all right. We'll all be just fine. He turned and went back to the bridge.